This week saw major protests at the European Union summit in Gothenburg, Sweden. Attention now turns to the G8 Heads of State meeting in Genoa, Italy, on the 19th and 20th of July. Free Speech Radio News caught up with some of the key organisers of the counter-summit at a preparatory meeting in the south of France. Christophe Agiton, International Affairs Spokesperson for ATTAC, tells us about the role of ATTAC and the issues surrounding the summit.
ATTAC is extremely involved now in the Genoa preparation to organize big demonstration at European and world level against the G8. And ATTAC is really a global movement trying to link different kind of people and other organizations in the big struggle we have now against what we name in France the mondialisation libérale. And we in fact exactly what you in US, you name for globalization. We want to organize a huge demonstration. Probably, if it is possible, but I'm quite sure it will be, we will have the main demonstration never organized against the corporate globalization. Because in Italy, it's also an occasion to protest against Berlusconi, the new rightist government and its policy. And at European and world level, it's a very good occasion first to reclaim the cancellation of the debt of the third world, but more globally, to say that we refuse to give legitimacy at this government of the world, but who is not elected, who not represents the third world and the majority of the country and the people from the world, and who have an extremely bad policy in issue as the environmental issue with the refuse from the U.S. Presidency, Bush, to recognize the Kyoto Protocol. And more globally, the fact that this G8 is the place in which one of the liberal policies, the pro-corporate policy, is made, and we really accuse that, and we want an other world with other priority to the social issue, to the environmental issue, to the democratic issue, to the rights of the woman, and to the different community, to have total equality in their rights, all these things, and we are sure that we will be 100,000 to say that, all together, it will be very great and a very important day.
Russ Davis, from Jobs with Justice in the United States, compares what's happening in Europe with the situation in the States, and gives us his viewpoint on the preparations for the G8 counter-summit.
It's pretty impressive. There's differences and there's different, political realities that are in Europe that are not in the United States. What I was struck by really was how similar they are and how the concerns about making the anti-globalization movement real to regular people is more and more of a concern for both of us on both sides on the same page. So obviously, the United States is going to be there as part of the G8, but it hasn't really been as big of a mobilizing opportunity for us in the United States. Really, a date that we pick to mobilize around per se, I think we'll be educating people through indie media and other sources like that about what's taking place here, and I certainly think it's very promising for the future movement, the kind of level of organization in Europe. Very interesting. Yeah, I think we're trying to take advantage of these meetings to show the undemocratic nature of the corporate and governmental organs of corporate power. And also at the same time to not just keep following meeting after meeting, but to build a movement in the communities and in the workplaces that can really have the kind of power to change things.
European authorities have announced an extraordinary series of security measures to try and counter the successes of the anti-globalization movement, with plans to hold all future summits in Brussels behind tough new security barriers. In Italy, the newly elected government of Silvio Berlusconi has gone even further, deciding to seal off Genoa completely, closing air links, railways and roads, and thus denying European citizens' rights to free movement within Europe. Leila Dali from the Counter Summit organisers sets out their response.
We could have some problems crossing the frontier, so we decided to think about it even before it happened. So we are organizing with the English and the Spanish groups to make a convergency point in the frontier of Ventimiglia. And if it happens to be blocked, to make it have a sense and make somehow a demonstration or something on the frontier. And the link also is very clear with the Italian groups, and most of them are Poland. Basta trying to make this kind of accident which happened in years before be something very symbolical politically and very linked to our political position on the right to pass the borders and to be in any part of the planet.